I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. During the Depression, photographer Russell Lee made a series of stunning color images of Pie Town in remote southwestern New Mexico. Lee was there for the Farm Security Administration, documenting homesteaders, farmers who had been uprooted by the Dust Bowl. 70 years later, our guest, photographer Arthur Drucker, retraced Russell Lee's footsteps. The result is Pie Town Revisited from UNM Press. Arthur, why did you head out to Pie Town? What were you looking for there?
Well, I was first exposed to FSA photography as a teenager, and it made a profound impact on me, not only for its historical importance, but also I was a fledgling photographer, and I thought in looking at these FSA photos that it might be an interesting pursuit to one day go to a place where an FSA photographer had been. But the FSA photographers went all over the country, so where would I go? And it wasn't until years later, around 2002, when I was working on the movie Seabiscuit, I was a producer of the documentary segments within the movie. During the course of my photo research, I came across Russell Lee's color photos that he made in Pie Town in 1940. And when I saw those photos, I said, that's my destination. And basically what I was looking for was, Russell Lee photographed these homesteaders in 1940, living essentially like 19th century pioneers. And I thought, I wonder what Pie Town is like now. Are there any connections to the homesteaders that Lee photographed then? And is there still that sense of grit and that pioneer spirit that Russell Lee captured then? That's what I was looking for.
Let's just go back a little bit, Arthur. Why was Lee in Pie Town? We know that he was documenting the homesteaders, but to what end?
Well, Russell Lee and the other FSA photographers, there were maybe 10 or a dozen altogether, including Dorothea Lange and Walker Evans, two giants of American documentary photography. Their task, their mission, so to speak, was to document the effects of the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl. Initially, the purpose was political, even propagandistic, because FDR was trying to get his New Deal programs through Congress. And the photographs that the FSA photographers made were meant to provide visual evidence that these New Deal programs were necessary. Later on, the value of the FSA photo file was considered to be a foundation of American documentary photography as well as photojournalism. Lee specifically was in the Southwest. He had just come from making some photographs in the Phoenix area. And he stopped in Pie Town, as I understand it, basically just to get something to eat. And it was in the general store. I think it was the owner of the general store said, "This is the last frontier. You may want to photograph this." So Russell Lee got in touch with Roy Stryker, who was the head of the FSA photo unit, and convinced Mr. Stryker that photographing the folks in Pie Town was worthy of the FSA file. So he made more than 600 photographs in Pie Town, making Pie Town the single most documented place in the entire FSA file.
Now let's jump ahead, to 2011, when you made your first of 7 visits there. You, in fact, found some people who had connections to the folks that Russell Lee photographed back in 1940.
Yes, there were 4 people who had some blood connection to Pie Town when Russell Lee was there. 2 of the people were a brother and sister, Kenneth Pop McKee and Catherine McKee Roberts. Their family migrated to Pie Town in the mid to late 30s. They were homesteading, and Russell Lee made a photograph of Pop, Kenneth, and Catherine in a kid's chorus at the Farm Bureau building in Pie Town. Then there was somebody else in Pie Town named Paul Thomas, and his father was photographed by Russell Lee. And in the book, there's a photograph I made of Paul holding a print that Russell Lee had made of his dad. And I photographed Paul holding this print at the homestead his father built and where Paul was born. So there's a lot of layers of stuff going on there. And then the 4th person in Pie Town is Collins Norris, a young ranch hand whose grandfather settled in Pytown. Collins never met his grandfather. He passed before Collins was born. But I have a shot of Collins holding the photograph of his grandfather, Sam Norris, in a pickup truck. So those are the four people in Pytown I photographed with a blood relation or direct relation. But Pop McKee, unfortunately, passed in 2012.
I would say that there are three parts of Pytown Revisited. There are 12 color photographs that Russell Lee took. There are 52 of your photographs. And then there is the essay that you wrote about this process. Why did you include that essay? It seems to me it's an integral part of this book.
It seems integral now, but as I had originally conceived of the project, I really was focused on just making a book of photographs with a very brief introduction and maybe a foreword or an essay written by somebody else. But I have to thank my wife, actually, for really encouraging me to write the essay, because when I would come back from Pytown, I would tell her about the people, you know, what I experienced there. And she says, you know, you really need to write about this. You know, as a photographer, I was a bit resistant because I think most photographers like their work to speak for itself. But it really, I think, helped deepen the whole story. The essay tells a story that the photographs by themselves can't do. I actually spent just as much time writing, rewriting, editing the essay as I did making the photographs.
What do you think this book tells us, Arthur, about the changes that have taken place in our world in the past 70 years?
You know, to me, it's less about the changes as opposed to what remains. As I mentioned earlier, it took a certain kind of grit and individuality to make a go of it in Pytown back in 1940, and it still does today. You know, Pytown is about 85, 90 miles from Socorro, which is the closest town of any size. And, you know, we as Americans like to think of ourselves as rugged individualists. And in Pytown, you can be a rugged individualist. At the same time, it may sound contradictory, but Pytown is a very tight community. And I always go back, when people ask me this, to a quote from Sue Bolander, who was a volunteer on the Pytown Fire Department. She said, you know, everybody's a rugged individualist until they have a chest pain. And that kind of sums up the rugged individualism and the sense of community that's necessary to basically to survive. And Pytown is a great example of that. And some of the people who live in Pytown with whom I interviewed and who I become friends with, they say that the country, our country now, the nation now, would be better off if it had the same kind of sense of community as Pytown does.
Pytown Revisited combines recent photographs of that tiny New Mexico town by our guest Arthur Drucker with the famous Depression-era photos of Pytown by Russell Lee. For information on the book, go to unmpress.com. Thank you so much for visiting with us, Arthur.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.